This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on SportsRadio740.com.
Sports.com joining us here today. How you doing, Brian? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Doing outstanding. Plenty to talk about today as we come down the stretch in Southeastern Conference basketball. Auburn has a tough one at Arkansas tonight. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 740. Let's recap Auburn's, what's at stake for Auburn in this one? A share of the SEC championship, right?
That's right. If they win, or Tennessee lost earlier, they play the early game, and Auburn clinches a share. One or two wins by Auburn, or one or two losses by Tennessee, and Auburn's the outright champ.
That just sounds odd to say right now. They could have, you know, taken care of Florida over the weekend, but Florida was really hot shooting the basketball. What did you see in that game after such a strong performance in the second half against Alabama? Auburn gets off to a slow start against Florida. Your synopsis of that game and what it might mean.
Well, I look back at last week as sort of a whole almost. I thought Auburn had to expend a whole lot of energy to beat Alabama, really talented Alabama team with only 7 scholarship players. And I think that showed a little bit at Florida with sort of a short turnaround there. And they get off to a slow start. I think that had something to do with it. And then down the stretch, when they pulled them back and got even or got a little lead there, I thought they made some uncharacteristic mistakes. You know, in the final 2.5-3 minutes, they went 0 for 5 from the field, from the floor. They gave up an offensive rebound. They gave up an easy layup on defense. So I just think a lot of that had to do with them just being a little bit tired. And, and Florida deserves a lot of credit, too. I thought they played really, really well, shot better than they have in quite a while, probably a month. And, it was a good home win for them.
You know, obviously the big prize is the NCAA tournament. In mid-March, a lot of talk about where Auburn could be seated. Obviously, the longer they win, it's going to strengthen their case. But what seems to be maybe the guess around the basketball program of where they feel like they might be seated in the tournament?
You know, I don't even think they're thinking about that as much right now. Their really big prize right now is the SEC championship. I think that's really big for Bruce and this team. So that's really what they're concentrating on. And then, you know, Bruce has said that he'll worry about that on Selection Sunday. So I'm sure that, being a top 2 or 3 seed is important to them. You know, it certainly helps, in your matchups wise. But I don't think there's a big difference between a 1, 2, or 3, or 4 necessarily. I mean, a little bit of difference, sure, but not a big difference. I mean, you've got to play great basketball in the tournament no matter where you're seated.
Brian, interesting comment from Florida coach Mike White after the game about Bryce Brown. Now, Brown has been hurt. He had the shoulder, ankle injury and all that, and he's not played as well lately, I think because of the injuries. But Mike White at Florida says Bryce Brown is in the player of the year conversation, but he also says that the point guard, Jarrett Harper, is the guy who makes Auburn go offensively. If you take into account Brown and Harper and Heron and maybe even Deshaun Harper, who's the most indispensable player on this team, in your opinion?
That's a tough question because, I felt all season that Deshaun Murray is the heart and soul of this team. It's made the biggest difference from last year to this year. Just his unselfishness and just the way he plays the game. But from a basketball standpoint, you know, I would have to say that Jarrett Harper may be the most indispensable player on the team. And I think you've seen in the last few games that teams are designing their defense to stop him or frustrate him or slow him down. And that certainly affected Auburn a bit there. But then again, I think Bryce Brown is probably, you know, before he got injured and went in this sort of shooting slump that he's in now.
Right.
I thought he was, possibly the player of the year in the SEC. So you can make a case for all three, but, as far as on the floor playing, probably Jarrett Harper.
It just seems as though, you know, it's like an election where you have two strong candidates from one party. If the coaches are voting and, you know, Auburn does win the championship, some coaches may vote for Brown, some coaches may vote for Heron, some may vote for Harper and kind of split the vote. And somebody else like a Yonte Maton or somebody like that could win the award. What are you hearing about this basketball team's health down the stretch with what's going on with Heron and his illness and Bryce Brown? Give us an up-to-date look on just how healthy this team is.
Yeah, Mustafa's fine, and he played one of his better games, I thought, at Florida. He played terrific coming back from the flu, where he basically missed a whole week. Bryce is still favoring his ankle a little bit. His shoulder is close to 100%, and his ankle is better, but I don't think it's back to 100% yet, and that's really what's been affecting him the most as far as his shooting, his defense, and just his all-around game is taking a step back because of it.
Ooh, I think we lost Brian there.
I hope we didn't lose him.
Who pulled the phone call?
I'm here.
Oh, here we go. Here we got him.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you popped out for just a second. Okay, yeah. When we lost you, you were talking about we were talking about the injuries, and you were talking about Heron being 100% fine and Brown coming back.
Yeah, Bryce, his shoulder is good, but his ankle is still bothering him a little bit. It's better. But I think it's still affecting him, especially with his three-point shot and his defense.
Now we look at football for just a moment, and all of a sudden, boy, the calendar sneaks up on us. Spring practice is right around the corner for football, Brian.
That's right. Starts Thursday. How about that?
Man, no, wow.
Now, Thursday, spring practice at Auburn. And I know we've asked you about this. We've asked you where some of the big position battles may take place, and you've brought up, you know, running back and some of those. One of the areas that I think is going to be probably pretty deep, but yet still a lot of competition, is at linebacker. Can you handicap the linebacker spot for Auburn heading into spring?
Yeah, and I do think that the linebackers, defensive line up front, seven on defense, is probably the strength of that Auburn team again. They're going to be very good up front. But, you know, at linebacker, you do lose Trey Williams, who was sort of a leader there and played the whole season with an injury and, you know, set a great example for the guys underneath him. But you've got some really talented guys coming back, like Darrell Williams, Atkinson, Deshaun Davis. You know, those are going to be your three, quote-unquote, starters, although two of them were on the field most of the time when Auburn's in nickel. And then you've got some other guys coming up. Richard McBride played a lot as a sophomore last year. He'll be a junior. He'll have much more responsibilities. And they were able to play Chandler Wooten and K.J. Britt, two freshmen last year. That'll step up a little bit and get a little bit more playing time this year. So, you know, if you look at just having two starters or at least three deep at linebacker this season with a lot of talent and experience. So that should be a real strength for this team.
Yeah, interesting. Auburn starting early. Seemed to be one of the earlier teams in the SEC getting spring practice started, as Brian mentioned, on Thursday. Brian, it seems like every week we ask you about Bruce Pearl's future, and I'm still scratching my head because in speaking with you and others, there was a point in time where there might be a little doubt. Has your feeling changed any on the future of Bruce Pearl? Do you think there's a better chance now that he will stay, or is there still some doubt?
Oh, no, nothing's changed. It's the same for me as it was 2 weeks ago, a month ago, 3 months ago. Until this investigation is concluded, until all the information comes out, there's just no way to know because I don't have all the answers as far as what exactly they found out or what exactly they suspect or what exactly has happened there. So, you know, I've said it before, the only way they fire Bruce is they have to, and that's if there's major NCAA violation. And, you know, I don't know if that's something that's happened or not. So I think we're just in wait-and-see mode until this whole thing's concluded.
Gosh, so much going on. When we talk to you next week, it'll actually be, you know, with spring practice going on and maybe with some insight into that. I know a lot of the information, virtually all of the information that will be available is available at auburnsports.com. Brian, how do people get the information you provide?
No, I appreciate that, Barry. They can check us out at auburnsports.com, sign up for a free trial online, or follow me on Twitter at BMATAU.
Man, great stuff as always, Brian. We really appreciate your time. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good, guys.
Man, great stuff, Brian Matthews, auburnsports.com, and our dream.